You have a patient who has what appears to be surgically resectable liver disease. What do you consider standard in terms of imaging?
For us, it's a three-phase liver protocol CT. At MD Anderson, we love the CTs. Our CT and body imagers are excellent. Again, a high-quality MRI scan would also be good. MRI, I don't think, is quite as good for imaging extrahepatic disease. That's why we prefer CT. We will occasionally find a patient who we think has liver-only disease, and they'll have something suspicious in the peritoneal cavity or lymph nodes. And in that scenario, if we do see something suspicious in an extrahepatic site, we'll routinely add a PET scan. But that tends to be the only time we'll do a PET. I do not do a PET scan on every patient who presents with liver metastases. It's really only if the imaging suggests there may be something extrahepatic.